Lac la biche, what's under the black bags? Several road signs covered by black plastic have been set up on main roads in Lac la biche Hamlet's downtown area over the last few days. They are part of what is expected to be a large inventory of detour and road construction signs needed over the coming months to steer motorists and pedestrians around the first phase of the Lac la biche Main Street revitalization. The construction area in the first phase of what will be a three-year makeover project is along 101st Avenue from 103rd Street to 102nd Street, Broadbent accounting to Scotiabank. The construction, and road disruption, is slated to begin on May 1. The work is the first part of the $31.5 million project to upgrade underground utilities and create surface upgrades to sidewalks, roads and features throughout the downtown area. When the total project is completed, estimated for the fall of 2025, new roads, sidewalks, streetlights and other features will stretch from 103rd Street to 100th Street and south on 101st Street in front of the downtown IGA. Maps. To assist with the initial changes, La Biche County officials have published street maps on their corporate website with directional traffic information and contact details. The maps show how traffic will be detoured around most of the downtown area, using the back alley south of Main Street, as well as residential streets north of the main downtown corridor. Some areas of Main Street not affected directly by this year's construction will still see traffic modifications. The current two-way stretch between the ATB and Value Drug Mart, for example, will likely become a one-way street, dead-ending with a forced turnaround at 102nd Street, with parking only available on the north side of the road. Lac la Biche County spokesperson Jihad Mograbi says officials recognize the inconvenience the next few years of construction will bring for businesses, residents and motorists, but hopes everyone can work together to reduce any major issues. Local business owners have been told to expect some utility service disruptions during the first phase of constructions, which is expected to last to the end of October.